This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders plans to be in Northwest Arkansas during this year's Walmart shareholders meeting. That's according to a spokesperson for his campaign. This year's shareholders meeting will be June 5th through the 7th. A group called United for Respect is calling for worker representation on Walmart's 12-person board of directors. The group's protests have been ongoing since 2011. Walmart released a statement in response to Sanders' visit, writing in part, quote, "The company will respond to specific shareholder proposals once they are formally presented at our June 5th shareholders meeting. If Senator Sanders attends, we hope he will approach his visit not as a campaign stop, but a constructive opportunity to learn about the many ways we're working to provide economic opportunity, mobility, and benefits to our associates," end quote. Governor Asa Hutchinson is announcing his office will host the inaugural National Computer Science Summit for state leaders June 10th in Arkansas. The invitation-only event will include representatives from 26 states, including Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. The summit will include a keynote speech from Hattie Partovi, founder and CEO of Code.org. A student at McNair Middle School in Fayetteville has been diagnosed with pertussis, also known as whooping cough. According to an email sent to parents from the Fayetteville School District, immunization records will be reviewed by the school nurse to see if an additional dose of pertussis vaccine is needed. Parents will be notified if their child needs the vaccine. All students should be observed for respiratory symptoms for the next 14 days. Officials say anyone with a severe cough should be excluded from school and evaluated by a physician. The Arkansas Department of Health is issuing the first review of air monitoring data for the Bella Vista community during the Trafalgar Road fire remediation. According to the department, overall, air emissions in the community continue to be below levels likely to cause health effects for the general population. Officials say air quality is expected to vary during the remediation process. Updates from ADH on air quality will be provided to the community as needed on their website, healthy.arkansas.gov. Styrofoam is being banned in certain instances in Fayetteville. Last night, the City Council voted unanimously to prohibit the purchase of expanded polystyrene foam with city monies and to end the use of these by city concessionaires and food trucks in city parks and off-street parking. The council also voted to raise public awareness of ecological damages caused by the product. Unofficial results for school board elections in Washington County are in. Among the results, Tim Hudson retained his District 5 seat in Fayetteville, and the Prairie Grove School Board's Position 3 race is tight. Unofficial results show 61 votes for Brian Walker, 119 votes for Matt Hargis, and 59 for Harley Hunt. According to Washington County Election Coordinator Jennifer Price, there are two outstanding overseas absentee ballots that could impact the results and the runoff. The commission will meet at 1 p.m. May 31st to certify the election and runoff. This is the deadline for absentee ballots. And a record-setting season for the University of Arkansas women's golf team is over. The season came to an end yesterday with a 3-2 loss in the first round of match play at the 2019 NCAA Championship at Blessings Golf Club. Arkansas finishes the season tied for fifth overall after reaching match play at the NCAA Championship for the first time in program history.